Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
The Gettysburg Address, read there by actor Sam Waterston. President Lincoln delivered the 272-word speech at the dedication of a military cemetery for the Union war dead in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, in 1863. It was the site of the single bloodiest battle in the Civil War. 7,500 died. The speech is now an immortal moment in American history. But on the day Lincoln gave it, he, in fact, was not the most anticipated orator. That accolade belonged to Edward Everett, a former congressman, Massachusetts governor, and president of Harvard University. He also spoke at Gettysburg. But do you remember what he said? Anthony Brooks spoke with Northeastern University Professor Emeritus Richard Catula about Everett's speech.
When the commission of the states gathered to meet, they took nominations to see who would be the speaker at Gettysburg. All 19 states nominated Edward Everett.
Well, let's talk about what he said that day, because one of the most striking differences between the two speeches was their length. Lincoln's Gettysburg Address took all of 2 minutes to deliver. Everett spoke for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So what did he say? What did he need 2 hours to say?
Edward Everett spoke from memory. He gave all of his speeches from memory. So he delivered this speech for 2 hours from memory to about 15,000 people, the wives, the sons, the brothers, the loved ones of the people who died at Gettysburg.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke about each of the 3 days of the battle, and he named names. When people would hear their son or their loved one's name mentioned, they would be so proud of that person.
Well, we do have the text of the speech that Edwards delivered at Gettysburg that day. He talked about, among other things, the horrors of the battlefield.
It was a saying of the Duke of Wellington that next to a defeat, the saddest thing was a victory. The horrors of the battlefield after the contest is over, the sights and sounds of woe. Let me throw a pall over the scene which no words can adequately depict to those who have not witnessed it, and on which no one who has witnessed it and who has a heart in his bosom can bear to dwell. One drop of balm alone, one drop of heavenly life-giving balm, mingles in the bitter cup of misery.
And then he finished the speech by talking about who was responsible for the war. He blamed the South. And by talking about the bravery of the soldiers who lived and died there.
Wow. So what made him such a powerful orator? I mean, what do we know about the language that he used, why he was so good at this?
Edward Everett really gave his first speech at the age of 3.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was always a great speaker. Then he went to Harvard at the age of 13, where he studied classical rhetoric under the great John Quincy Adams. And John Quincy Adams, he was training that first generation of Americans who were born in America and who followed up the founders. And they were going to lead America to its greatness. And so Edward Everett was John Quincy Adams' greatest pupil. They recognized in Edward Everett a certain stateliness, a certain ability to stand above the crowd and to say what people would have said themselves if they had had the ability to do so.
Well, as we know, history has judged Lincoln's speech as sort of the great speech. So history says that Lincoln upstaged Everett. I'm curious, though, because I've read about the Gettysburg Address that at the time it didn't get such favorable reviews. Did Edward Everett's speech get favorable reviews at the time?
Well, Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, when he sat down, he looked at his aide, Ward Lamon Hill, and he said, "Hill, that speech didn't scour. The people didn't like it, but the people did like it." There was a mixed review. Lincoln's enemies, naturally, didn't like it. Lincoln's friends did like it, and the crowd loved it. And they also loved Everett's address. And then Everett wrote to Lincoln the next day after Lincoln gave his speech, and said, "I wish, sir, that I could have said in 2 hours what you said in 2 minutes."
so he appreciated the president's brevity.
Right. But what they don't say is that Lincoln wrote back to Everett and said, "Sir, what you delivered yesterday was a masterpiece. It was everything that I could have hoped for. I see these two addresses as complementary in their own way." Edward Everett spoke about the occasion, and he spoke to the people who were there. Lincoln never mentioned Gettysburg, but he mentioned the word nation 5 times mm-hmm. in his address. So Lincoln's speech rose above the occasion. Lincoln spoke about America, the nation. He went back to the Declaration of Independence. All men are created equal. And he drew his words from the Declaration, whereas Edward Everett drew his words from the Constitution. And after the oration, David Wills, who organized the whole event, took both speeches and he had them reproduced in a pamphlet. And that pamphlet was used as a recruiting tool all around the United States. And my great-granduncle, as a matter of fact, was recruited based upon that pamphlet. In Illinois, a month after the Gettysburg Address. So they were both very successful, and they were both well-received. It's just that Lincoln's speech tended to answer the question that Americans were asking at that time, which is, what does it mean to be an American?
That's Richard Catula. He's a professor emeritus of communications at Northeastern University and author of the book, The Eloquence of Edward Everett. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you can find a link to the text of Edward Everett's speech at our website, radioboston.org.